Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. T Mills behind the glass, baby. We're rocking and rolling. I got to give it up one time, boys. I got to give it up one time for the ladies, Texas ladies.
Best kind.
Well, no doubt, no doubt. Let's call it a confession, or let's just call it. I'm gonna give you where I stand. I'm gonna tell you, elite. When I say elite, we're obviously talking about playoff, like elite level. Sport that is played on a diamond. I am entertained the most by women's softball.
Even more than
yes,
the highest level of men's baseball, if you will.
Yes.
Because you said elite.
Yes.
Elite on the diamond.
Yes.
There is no way.
100%.
I don't buy it.
100%. 100%.
Now,
I think you're misinterpreting your feelings.
No, Clint Sterner,
listen.
Baytown Badass, yeah. An Astros fan, by the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to put that context out there.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah, look, I mean, when you talk about, like, enjoyment level, when you talk about, like, you start comparing the sports, we're talking about women's softball, obviously college baseball, and we're talking about Major League Baseball. Like, those are the three sports that are played on a diamond that I'm referring to. And when you look at the women's sport and how fast-paced it is, the hitters don't waste time, the pitchers don't waste time. When you look at the stats, this girl's hitting 500 in 400 to 500 and above in the College World Series. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't talking about guys, boy, you hit 220, you hit 230 in the playoffs. You're doing no. I mean, there's a girl up there, the last three hits she's had has been home runs for Texas. I mean, it's just, and then you look at the pitching. Like, this girl is pitching for Texas Tech right now. By the way, where I'm going with this is the College World Series in women's softball right now is two Texas teams. It's University of Texas Longhorns versus the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They're going head-to-head. And the headliner in the whole thing is the first $1 million player in softball.
In college softball history,
yep. is the girl that's pitching for the Red Raiders. She started. She had two seasons, I believe it was, at Stanford. She hit the market. Nigerie Kennedy. She hit the market and she signed a $1.05 million NIL deal with the Matador Club, which I'm assuming is the NIL arm of Texas Tech, which has got all that oil field money up there that they're spending. But I mean, she's the equivalent. I mean, her pitching is the equivalent of a pitcher getting on the mound and throwing over 100 every pitch.
Yeah.
Or when he throws a fastball. And she does that. And then you look at, it just seems every game that I watch, again, at this level, every game I watch at this level, there's walk-off bombs. There's no 1-2-3 games over because you got a little bit of a lead at the end. It is action freaking packed. This is a zero, as I say that, it was a 0-0 ball game last night. And these two teams going head for head. And Texas Tech, they get a girl on first base. And she, for some reason, thinks she's going to steal second. And Texas, I don't know how tall this catcher is for Texas, but she could eat peanuts off the forehead of everybody that walks up next to her. She stands up and throws an absolute piss rocket to second base. And literally, the shortstop is sitting there waiting on the girl. It's 4 or 5 steps.
Yeah.
And they tag her out. Well, guess what? In women's softball, you can't in any way, shape, or form, before you catch the ball, be in the base path. The ball led her up the from first, second base right there, the line a bit. And her left foot, right before she catches it, lands in front of the bag. Now, the girl's 2-3 steps from her.
Yeah.
But she's blocking the bag. They tag her out. They review it. They put the girl back on second.
Damn.
B. Scott. Base hit. She scores. 1-0. You think now Texas Tech is up 1-0 with Kennedy on the mound. It's over.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a huge swing.
Bro, Texas goes up there first and third, down 1-0, first and third, and they're trying to walk they're trying to intentionally.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
He walked the batter.
Yeah, and screw it up.
And threw the ball close enough to where the girl could hit it. She hits the ball to left field somehow. Both runs end up scoring. They go up 2-1.
Yeah.
Right? And then Texas goes to the field. All they got to do is get 3 outs and it's over. And I don't remember all the details, but Texas Tech made it interesting. Texas Tech that had an error in the field. Texas Tech damn near. Last time I was watching the damn Hogs play the Oklahoma team, Oklahoma walked it off in the bottom of the 7th.
Yeah.
I watched Oklahoma again a couple of nights ago before they lost out. They walked that thing off in the bottom. Same girl walked it off in the bottom and said she had 2 bombs in that game. Like, there is, when it comes to the pace of play, when it comes to the entertainment value that's packed into what feels like about an hour of action, because they only play 7 innings.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that is, I find myself being more plugged in to women's softball. Again, not all year, but at this level, I find myself being more dialed into that when it's on than any other baseball out there.
Well, first of all, I think it's great that one of these young ladies could make $1 million for what they do and be recognized in that kind of way. So shout out to the Matador Club, and shout out to Texas Tech for making that happen, and shout out to Kennedy for being the first to be able to accomplish that. I think that part is cool. I also will point out
where, and y'all correct me if y'all think I'm wrong on this, but it seems like only in women's softball could you even have a possibility where you're trying to intentionally walk somebody and get it close enough to the plate to where somebody could hit it. Like, I've never heard of or seen that actually happen in baseball. So there's, because you're just going to
throw it. I've seen it happen in an Astros game.
Have you actually seen it happen?
John Huddick? Does that name ring a bell?
Man, it seems like it's so much harder to do in baseball because you're just going to throw so far away from the batter's box. And the throwing motion is so much different, right? Whereas you can see how you could screw that up in softball given how they do it. So maybe the way I should say it is that.
Oh, I'm wrong. He was acting like he was going to intentionally walk the guy, and then he threw in a strike.
Now, that's different. Like, this seems to be a sport that's more susceptible to it getting away from you, if that makes sense. Yeah. So that just adds an intrigue element of just the intentional walk as a concept. And then I would just say this from my personal experience, Clint, that I can identify with this. Obviously, I've never covered a College World Series or any the level of softball that they're playing. But back in my early days as a reporter, I was tasked with covering high-level high school girl softball, them girls out there in Montgomery and Huntsville and some of those places where they really took it seriously. And I never had as much fun covering anything as I did when the stakes were really high. Yep. For the softball girls, whether it was, Huntsville, Montgomery, on a smaller level, the New Waverly girls, they were really into it. And that was some of the most fun that I've ever had. I can't even imagine how much fun it is for these girls. I get what you're saying. Now, I still feel like the baseball, and this could be the chauvinist in me if I'm just being honest about it, the baseball still feels a little bit more important, but that could just be bias, but the softball, I can't argue with the fun of it all. Just the sheer excitement. They seem to be having more fun than baseball players.
It seems to be more intense. Here's my deal. Look, to be clear, before the text line beats me up here, I'm not talking about enjoying what I'm watching Texas Tech and Texas do right now more than the Astros in a World Series. We're not talking about my Razorbacks playing in a championship game or the Astros in a World Series or the Texans in a Super Bowl. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I got no skin in the game.
I got you.
And I'm going to flip something on up there. For instance, I am going to enjoy watching Texas Tech and Texas tonight. Now, I said Diamond Sports, but I put it in perspective. I'm going to enjoy watching that just as much, if not more, than watching these NBA Finals tonight. Got no skin in the game in either one of them. Got no skin in the game. And to be honest with you, if this weren't a Styles Make Fights NBA Final, it would be a no-brainer. I would enjoy watching the fast-paced seven innings of women's softball for the championship. I would enjoy watching that more than one of seven NBA Finals. I'm just being completely honest.
And I would at least concede, now y'all know I'm kind of just a basketball head, but I would at least concede that the intensity level and the competition level, if you will, like if you're just kind of comparing the feel of it, the vibes of it, I do feel like it's got enough to match it. I will give you that. Now, I'm going to be locked into the finals, but I definitely can understand that just from covering some of the softball games that I've covered that aren't even nearly as high as stakes as these are. And then you got the Texas Tech element to it, the NIL element to it. Now the richest softball pitcher that you've ever seen.
Come on,
in this context, like all of it is just, all of it is just a delight.
Hey, two Texas schools. You got a lot. I mean, every time they put the city where the girls are from, every time they come to the plate, I mean, a ton of them from around this area. There's a Mont Bellevue Barbers Hill girl in there that was pitching for, she's at Oklahoma. She's not at Texas. I take that back. There's an Atascocita gal that's on the team. I mean, there's Cypress, I think. They're all over. I mean, softball in this area is ridiculous.
To the point, yeah, exactly. We take softball. It's kind of an underrated thing that is taken seriously here, the softball, the love for softball.
All right, y'all, Texans. Talking, baby, a new segment, baby. The thought is the segment is birthed from audio that comes directly out of NRG. And D'Amico is over there talking about the biggest need, the biggest talking point. Not C.J. Stroud. We talked about that till we're blue in the face. It's not C.J. Stroud, right? But you're going to stick around to see exactly what I'm talking about and what D'Amico says. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.